AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Despite snow being cleared from the roads in southern KZN, authorities are again warning motorists to be extra cautious there. Surface ice is posing a serious hazard. The N2 reopened yesterday after graders worked throughout the day to remove snow piled up on the national route. Authorities say more than 100 motorists, including truckers, had been stranded in the area for close to half a day. The Road Traffic Inspectorate's Colin Govender says at the moment, heavy-duty vehicles are stuck on the icy route.
We are hoping this warm weather, clear skies currently, are going to help to dry up the roads probably in the next hour or two to allow these trucks to continue. So we are appealing to motorists just to stay away on the road to Kokstad and Underberg.
He says the road on the N3 just before Sadara has been closed to traffic to recover a container.
So give it us minus an hour and the road will be reopened to traffic.
Meanwhile, KZN's Cooperative Governance MEC Chilisizwe Buthelezi says the province is being directly affected by climate change.
Particularly along the Drakensberg N3 areas.
He says heavy snow is not an unusual occurrence, but because of climate change, it's become the norm. Buthelezi briefed the media yesterday on how KZN had been affected by yesterday's severe weather. He says they drew from the experience last year when motorists spent the night trapped in their vehicles along the N3.
Also, in terms of the early warning system, as we have been doing since last week, because prevention is always better than cure. So since Friday, we have been urging our people to stay off the road. And because we have no casualties, a large portion of that is due to the fact that we are better prepared this year.
In the Eastern Cape, the death toll from severe flooding there has climbed to 9. Torrential downpours pummeled the OR Tambo District Municipality for 2 days, triggering landslides and causing significant damage to property and infrastructure. The provincial government's Yonele Dikeda says a multidisciplinary team is searching for a bus that was swept away with school children near Lusikisiki yesterday.
Divers and the entire rescue team will go back to search and comb the area for those missing children and any other person that may not be accounted for as yet. There are hundreds of people that have been displaced in both OR Tambo Mthatha area in the main as well as in Butterworth in the Amathole District Municipality.
And homeless people sleeping on the streets in England will no longer be a crime. The government says a 200-year-old law criminalising rough sleeping is being scrapped. According to statistics released in April, the number of people living on the streets in London had risen by more than a third year on year. Homelessness charities have welcomed the move, describing it as a landmark moment. Our lead story this hour, despite snow being cleared from the roads in southern KZN, authorities are again warning motorists to be extra cautious there. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.